Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Get down. Tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down?
Yeah, buddy!
What you gonna do?
And we're talking MP3 files, computers, technology, cell phones, whatever you want to talk about. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, a.k.a. the Godfathers of Geek. No. The better title, the Data Doctors. Okay, whatever. Don't forget, we have a weekly television show that we've somehow conjured up and convinced people to let us do our thing every week.
And if you think it's just like this radio show, you got another thing coming to you. It's a completely different thing.
It's like this radio show without the callers and with pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's on TV instead of radio.
Right, and we haven't figured out what that means yet.
Right.
But this week's show, we've got some Bluetooth wireless data devices. We showed you some stuff with cell phones in an earlier episode. This is how data can be transmitted with Bluetooth. How about, there's a visual representation of those files in your startup that you don't know what they mean?
Yeah.
We'll show you a resource where you can figure out what they mean so you can determine whether you can take them out or not.
Yes.
We have a link to the Babelfish website and email translation software. It's free. It's online. You can translate anything from whatever to English or from English to whatever.
That German website you've been going to, you want to know what it says in English or broken English anyway? Babelfish will do the job for you.
You want to see what groceries online look like? Got that going. And, of course, a little overview of all the different types of pointing devices we like to call the mouse.
Oh, I thought we liked to call them pointing devices.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, who's on line one?
Of course, it's
Luis. No.
Well, you know.
It says Luis.
Oh, Luis Gonzalez is on line one then.
Hey, Gonzo!
Luis! How you doing, guys?
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, not Luis Gonzo.
No.
Oh. Hey, Louis, what's up?
Well, I've got a couple questions. First
sir?
Of all, I want to thank the people that are trying to do away with people who abuse other humans in the world.
Yes. Hey, not
that's
to speed
cool.
you up, but we got about a minute, so go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, how about viruses being superimposed like in email attachments for PDF, JPEG, and MP3 file attachments?
You mean where they have a double extension?
No, where, there's just where it's a pure extension, not a false extension. In other words, it's really a PDF file, it's really a JPEG file, or really an MP3 file.
What about it?
And it's attached to email. Haven't they figured out how to put viruses in those yet?
Not in real files. If they use the double extension method where it says mp3.vbs or something like that, okay. where the extension is being hidden to the user.
Yes.
But no, the actual files themselves are pretty safe still.
Okay, that's cool, guys. That's what I wanted to know.
Well, Louie!
Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for chiming in, buddy.
Yep, bye.
That's our buddy Louie every week, right behind Adam. All right, when we come back, of course, Keith, Ray, Barbara, Jamie, whoever's willing to hold, we'll see if we can help you.
And we're doing a free line open at 602-277-5827. Of course, check out all the resources at our website, datadoctors.com/radio. With that, we're going to have to run to the bottom of the hour news, but when we come back, we've got all kinds of great stuff coming up in the show, including our Geek Speak of the Week and our WebAttack free download of the week.
How do you know it's great? How do you know it's not mediocre?
Because I've already seen it. I got a preview. I'm privy to that information.
Right on.
It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney. It is the Computer Corner, and you're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR.